And if you want to get your classroom in on our Pledge of the Week, you can just send it to us at pledge@jayandkevin.com. Pledge@jayandkevin.com. That's what Mrs. Vella did, and that's why she's going to be our Pledge of the Week. Mrs. Vella's class is a fourth grade class at Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, the fourth graders got it down, man. News time, news brought to you by the Wheatland Bank. Kathy, I have your request on the way next. Hold on.
This is very nicely done. Very nice. I love these pledges.
I do too. This is fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, keep them coming.
Yeah, they're doing a great
job.
How
are we doing on getting them lined up? We still have, is it slowed down a little bit? We need people to send them in?
Yeah, I got a few that are lined up for the weeks to come, but definitely room for more.
Absolutely.
Always room.
Yeah. So
always room.
Pledge@jnkevin.com. And if you need us to send a note to somebody at your school, we can do that too. Just shoot us a text or something. We'll send it over.
Yeah. Perfect. Nicely said, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
I don't know how news is going to be nicely said, but I'll try.
Well, you know, that's all we can ask.
Yeah. So this was interesting. I guess the London Marathon was recently, and a wine merchant decided to participate.
Oh, wow.
And decided to also blind taste test 25 glasses of wine.
Wait, while running?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So if my math is right, that's about a glass per mile.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, pretty much. Because it's what, 26.2?
Correct.
Yeah. And I think it's the same over in London.
I mean, a marathon's a marathon. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So yeah. He had 25 glasses and...
Like he drank the whole glass of wine?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here. And...
Well, I bet that running was interesting by the end.
He was able to reportedly...
Yeah, finish?
Got, well, I guess, yeah. 100% correct, 4 completely wrong, and the remainder mostly right. Meaning he missed out on of the criteria for, I guess, wine tasting.
Man, that kind of sums up my... my schooling, mostly right.
I mean,
my parents weren't that big of fans of the mostly part,
but they liked the right part.
They liked being right. Yeah, they were like, "Oh, he's right." I'm like, "Yeah, mostly right."
Mm-hmm. You know, and there was a little bit of raising money for charity here as well.
Okay.
At this point, I think
all crazy things become less crazy as soon as you do that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drink a bunch of wine while I run a marathon. What? You're an idiot. It's for charity. All right.
Yeah. It says, I guess they're continuing somehow. I don't know how it continues post-race, but
I would imagine the vomiting.
Maybe.
I mean, honestly.
It says that they've raised over $16,000. At this point, which is pretty cool. And the funny part about this whole thing is, Jay, there was a variety of wine. So from gas station
to
$50 bottles.
Nothing sits better in the stomach during a marathon than a gas station wine. You know what, Bloomsday? I challenge you. You know, they have all those water stations, you know, just mix it in a little bit just to make sure the kids are on one side, adults on the other.
Mix it in.
Oh, man.
That doesn't sound good either.
Good job, guys. Good job. Here's your wine.
I mean, yeah.
Good luck on Doomsday Hill. No.
Very different than water, very different than Gatorade, very different than vitamin water.
Also, you don't want to dump it on your head, I would imagine.
Oh, that's a sticky situation.
This is terrible, yeah. Well, sorry.
Story number 2.
I think I'm out on that one.
Yeah. It's for charity, though.
No, it's for charity. It's fine.
Yeah, it's for the kids, maybe. I don't know
always.
What it's for. It was for something, but no, I don't know. Also, okay, here's another cat that believes it has 9 lives or something, I guess. Apparently, a Utah cat accidentally got shipped in an Amazon return box.
Oh, no.
Was found 650 miles away from home by a warehouse worker.
Whoa.
Wound up in California.
How do you get accidentally shipped in a return box?
I don't know, I guess.
Seems suspicious. I might want to check into the owner.
The owner was apparently, I don't know. Maybe.
Had just run a marathon and had 25 glasses of wine. I mean.
Same person. It's weird. It's
I would imagine, yeah. That one was not for charity, guys.
No, this one was just
an idiot. Yeah, that seems, I don't feel like the story's all that believable.
Yeah, 3x3x3 foot box.
Yeah, I don't know what you're shipping back, but the second you're taping that up, that cat's moving around and making noise, and I'm pretty sure whatever you shipped back isn't supposed to be making noise.
I don't know.
Also, the person who grabbed the package, are you not noticing?
Oh, you mean like...
like just the workers.
The original, okay. Yeah, not like, the person who found them. Okay,
I mean, are you not... or do you just immediately put it on? I don't know how it works, obviously. Do they just grab the box, put it onto like a conveyor belt? So maybe you would, you're like, ah, man, stuff shifts in boxes all the time. So the movement wouldn't freak you out unless it was making noise. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Also, wouldn't you think that, I mean, it's kind of like lopsided, right?
Like it would move and then it would shift the weight. Sure. Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, a cat is, I mean, I guess evenly distributed in weight, but still, like, the shape of it, you know?
The shape of the cat.
That would kind of...
I think that would be just... the shape of the cat will conform to the box, Steve.
I guess,
push
yeah.
hard enough.
Yeah.
So, do you give the cat back to its owner at that point?
I guess you kind of have to.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you're kind of a bad cat owner if you shipped your cat.
Yeah, well, the cat
I'm not going to say that one more time because I feel like I'm almost saying something else.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. The cat is fine, by the way. Was able to survive. There was a... they're saying a side seam that split the box open, or, you know, keep the box open so it could breathe, you know, through
good
the
grief.
So it was comfortable.
Sure, it was.
Enough?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think you give it back to the owner at that point. You're like, you know what? We're not going to do that. Yeah. Pay that close of attention. All right. Well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate the news. Requests continue this morning.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do it.
Wait, you don't... but I thought you didn't want him to... why were you chanting, Jay? I thought you didn't want him to do it.
It's all fun for the radio.
Okay.
All fun for the... well, he didn't want to do it until he realized there was a chance to fight to the death.
It was a chance.
That sounds kind of fun.
Kevin James.
Actually, the chant sounded more fun, and I just wanted to join in, so...
oh, okay. Yeah.
One of us.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Chanting can be fun.
yeah.
Secret Sound on the way here in just about 5 minutes. And, you know, $782 is a fun way to start the week if it was just, you know, thrown into your lap. So you have a chance to win it. We'll do it coming up in about 5 minutes. Right now, listener letter time, though. Let's see what we've got.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Alrighty, good morning, guys. My girlfriend and I have been saving up and are going to take a trip together. But we are having a problem figuring out where and when to go. I want to travel someplace, somewhere warm soon, while she's interested in going somewhere colder in the winter. It's beach and swimming versus mountains and skiing. We both like both types of places, but are really only interested in going to the type of place that we want to go to for different reasons. We are going to split the trip 50-50, and neither one of us is willing to change our minds. What should we do? How should we decide where to go? That one's from Brian.
509-441-0999. It's a boyfriend-girlfriend scenario, you said, right? Not married.
Yes, my girlfriend and I. Yeah,
neither
yeah.
one of them are willing to compromise.
Seems like it.
Yeah, break up now. Hey, well, it's been fun. You're not willing to compromise. I'm not willing to compromise. We'll see you. Enjoy your life.
I mean, that seems a little...
it's a little harsh. Too much, maybe?
A little harsh. Okay. Maybe a little much.
All right. He wants to go someplace now. She wants to go someplace later. I'm assuming they can't afford both is probably why they have to make a decision.
Like, yeah, when you're, seems like it.
If you're married, it's kind of like the... I would kind of equate it to the Christmas thing where you go, oh, my parents this year, your parents next year, or something like that, where you just kind of alternate.
Huh, okay.
So, I mean, you could do that, but it's boyfriend, girlfriend, so, you know, who knows if you're still going to be together at that point.
Well, you don't say that, though.
We
don't know if we're going to be together next year, so.
I think that's what you say right off the bat. I don't know. But, hey, if we break up, which trip will be more fun, do you think, huh? Well, I don't know. I don't know what you do when you're in a relationship and neither of you will compromise. I don't know how to help you.
That does make it tough. I do like Rick.
Split it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what, you go 3 days?
I mean, which is kind of terrible because then you're paying twice as much for travel.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, usually when you travel someplace, you kind of want to stay there for a while because the big outlay of money is the traveling part.
Right.
So you don't want to like go, oh, yeah, we went there. We went to Mexico for 3 days, and then we came back and we went someplace else. Wow, that seems neat. Yeah, I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, 3 days here, 3 days there.
Right.
2 days worth of traveling when all is said and done.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good compromise either.
I do love, Rick commented on Facebook. He goes, sounds like you'll need to stay in Spokane where all the weather happens in one day.
Oh, true. Yeah, you just, you know, wait around 5 minutes and, you know, you might get crapple and then you can turn around and get, you know, 80 degrees. So
that's funny.
Sure, go for that.
Yeah. Holly suggests rock, paper, scissors, which is always a good option.
Ooh, or like flip a coin.
Yeah, there were a few people who said flip a coin.
That's a great idea. Just flip a coin and then, because then you can't argue. Well, it's heads Carolina, tails California. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's it.
I think that's
what you do. You just flip the coin and go, you know what? Coin don't lie. But then you always want to do that. Well, after you flip it once, you're like I said, best out of three. Like I said, best out of five.
Yeah, same thing with rock, paper, scissors, right?
Totally, yeah. Yeah. I think maybe, I mean, that would kind of be a fun way to do it if you involved like a third party to do the flipping of the coin. I mean, rock, paper, scissors, you can figure that out on your own, but sometimes people cheat on that. But yeah, if you had like a third party and made it fun, like you get, you know, friends together and you like make a big deal out of it. You know, remember before you got here, Steve, we do a heads or tails contest sometimes, and we like get 100 people. We had like 100 people in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And you got to decide, do you think the coin's going to land our heads or tails? And eventually it whittles down to, you know, like one flip will determine it. And then whoever wins the flip, I think last time got a trip to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
So it's like the ultimate heads or tails contest. That's basically what this could be. Make an event out of it. Get family and friends together, and you're like, okay, we're trying to decide where we're going to go on vacation. And, you know, it's just a fun time to get together, and you have a barbecue, and then you have somebody. Maybe you do 3 out of 5, because it'd be more fun if you have multiple flips.
Boy, though, Jay, if you do that, that's a definite they're not together next year for a vacation.
What do you mean?
Making a big event out of something like that?
It was decided fairly. You had fun with it. It was a barbecue. You know, I'm thinking that's what you do.
Boy, I would.
That way nobody has to compromise, because then you can just say, your dad flipped the coin and landed on heads, and that's why we're here, and I hate the cold.
I would be so angry.
If you lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mad.
Yeah. I'm. You know what? I'm sticking with my idea.
I mean,
big heads or tails competition, 3 out of 5, big event, have other people flip the coin. It's totally random. I mean, it's a great story to tell. Like, you know, you meet people and you're at a ski lodge and they're like, oh, hey, what brings you guys here? Well, we had the ultimate heads or tails contest and...
How about, this seems like a better option, Jay.
Okay.
Betty is suggesting on Facebook, take separate vacations, go someplace nearby for a weekend getaway. So there's even separate vacations.
Always a great way to build a relationship.
It should maybe end there, you know, based on how.
I don't know, Betty. I don't know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He has a sign that says, ask me about my baseball. There's literally no way that I would ask a question about his baseball.
Kevin James.
Hey, Jay, what are you doing today?
I got to do some outside stuff.
Later today, I have a haircut, and then I'm going to go putting the sign up is that.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We will get to some entertainment news here momentarily, brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. But right now,
it's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Good Monday morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Ready for the day?
I am.
Like it or not, here it is. Enjoy.
It's a Monday. Hey.
What was the best part of your weekend? We're going to play that little segment of the program coming up in just a little bit. What was the best part of your weekend, Wendy?
I got to visit with a friend I haven't seen in a few years.
Oh, awesome. That's cool. Yeah. Did you do something here in Spokane, or you went somewhere to visit?
Just went to her place. She lives out in Apple.
Okay, very good. Well, that's fun. That's a neat deal. All right, well, let's see if we can keep going here and have a good Monday for you, too. We've got some money. Have you been keeping up on the secret sound?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I like to hear that. You know, all the wrong answers. Maybe did you get the clue from Friday from Warren and Bruce? Okay, good. That probably pretty much gave it away, I would imagine.
Kind of gave me an idea.
Oh, good. All right. Well, let's
okay.
Let's see how we do here. Let's check out what we're playing for.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is
$782.
$782 is a great way to start your Monday. All right, Wendy, here we go. Okay, listen very carefully.
Here's the secret sound.
Wendy, for $782, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
A dropping of a backpack.
One more time.
Dropping of a backpack.
The dropping of a backpack. That has not been guessed yet. Dang it. You know what, though? We are going to qualify you for a $100 gift card. Hang on for 1 second. Thank you so much for playing, okay? And continue to try to get through because it's going to, the jackpot grows, you know, with every wrong guess.
All right.
Thank you, Wendy. Hold on for 1 second. $782 is not enough money.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be
$797.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
We want to try to get a winner this week, so let's, you know, get more clues coming. We'll have another clue on our Facebook page later on today. All the wrong guesses on the website at thebig999coyotecountry.com.
Seemed like she used everything quite nicely not a guess from before.
Correct.
Makes sense with the Facebook clue.
Correct. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. That guess made perfect sense. You're correct, Steve. That was well played on her part. Unfortunately, it was incorrect. But you know what? Every wrong guess is a clue for you. Let's see what we got in the entertainment news. Well, I don't know if you saw this from over the weekend. Terrible, terrible tornado situation going on in the Midwest. I mean, it was one of those deals where we have lots of family and friends, my wife and I, back where the tornadoes were hitting. And so we started getting texts about, oh, you should see the hail. And then my wife's brother sends a picture of golf ball size hail in his hand, you know, that hit at his house. And so then the tornadoes rolled through there, and there was almost 80 of them that went through the completely extreme side of Nebraska and many other places as well, including some terrible deaths that happened from over the weekend. Right by close, like within about a half a mile of some family and friends out in Nebraska. And they were all safe, so that was great news. And then, I don't know if you saw the Zach Bryan. He's from Nebraska, and he was nearby, so he swung over there to Elkhorn, Nebraska, which is where some of our friends live, where it just flattened. It looks like it's one of those deals where it always looks like a bad movie, you know, one of those scenes from a movie. And he just stopped by and helped out some of the high school kids.
He went straight to work. Some of his crew was telling people just, you know, no pictures or anything because he wanted to just be a normal person there and just, you know, get the work done like anybody else. So we all just helped him out, you know, respected him for that and just treated him like a normal person. Obviously, it's kind of hard because he's world famous, but yeah, it was really cool to see him there and just helping out the community.
It was weird because I did see where he was helping Zach's, like they were carrying, you know, like appliances or something like that, trying to move him out. And if there is a very famous person who is, you know, just like cleaning up debris and stuff, mm-hmm. you are going to catch yourself at some point just watching that person.
Yeah.
You know, you just, because there was like a couple people who were lifting and then they just kind of stopped and went, oh, what is happening there? I mean, it is weird. So good on him for doing that. I mean, there was obviously, it's kind of like when the fire went through here. There, you know, it's just, there's so much to do that even with all the volunteers, it feels like it's a very daunting task and will take, you know, sometimes it's kind of overwhelming, like you don't think you're ever going to get it cleaned up. But good job on him volunteering, and that was kind of a cool thing. At first, when I saw that Zach Bryan was helping, I thought maybe he was putting on a concert, but no, he was physically lifting and carrying, you know, debris.
Wow, yeah, that's impressive. That's awesome.
That was cool, so good on him for doing that. I do have some audio from when Miranda was at Stagecoach over the weekend, Miranda Lambert, and at the end of her normal set, since Reba's just down the road a little ways doing The Voice, I don't know how it happened. I don't know whether she asked Reba or Reba was just, you know, volunteered or whatever the case was, but here's some, they did a little 3-song closing set there on at Stagecoach. Also, I don't know if anybody went to Stagecoach. The wind, I mean, Reba and Miranda's hair is like, it looks like in one of those wind machines.
Oh, really?
Where, you know, you're like standing in front of, you know, shooting a video or something like that. When they, when they're facing forward, it looks fine. It just looks like, you know, their hair is blowing. Then they would turn sideways and you're singing with a mouthful of hair because the whole thing is just blown across your face. Oh. And I was like, man, that. I don't know. Apparently, it was very hot during the day and then extremely windy during the night. So does that change your mind about wanting to go? Or you never wanted to go in the first place?
Well, no, I would go for...
I mean, you know.
I think a day. Maybe a couple hours.
And finally...
An hour.
This lady is not too happy about people who honk at her while she's running. She's probably training for Bloomsday. It's coming up on Sunday. So she really doesn't want people honking at her while she's training.
I have been honked at least 6 times on my run. And one, I will cut some slack because it was a golf cart with like a family and they were cheering for me. But the rest have all been... tinted windows, construction or work trucks, creepy guys, honking. You're not cool, you're not slick, we don't like it, leave us alone.
You're not cool, you're not slick, we don't like it. So Steve, I know you drive a tinted window construction truck, stop honking at the joggers.
I'll try. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
In Coeur d'Alene, were there a lot of celebrities or were there just regular people?
Mainly regular people that I could tell. They all had their Idaho plates on them, which is, I don't know if you've
heard
that.
On their bodies?
Kevin James.
That's the new thing that people in Idaho are doing to identify as a local.
They're wearing license plates?
They're wearing license plates so that people will know where they're from. One on the front, one on the back. And so then people will know they're a local.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
You can get them to us. Shoot us a text on the Rungi Furniture Studio line at 509-441-0999. Let's see. Sarah in Spirit Lake said Cody Johnson, best part of her weekend. Mm-hmm. It's funny because we got a couple of Sarahs back to back there. Sarah in Spirit Lake loved Cody Johnson. And okay. Then Sarah from Rathdrum, they went and saw Fluffy over the weekend.
Oh,
A couple of people fluffied us on the text line and said Fluffy was extremely hilarious.
He was good? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did know some people who went to that. I forgot about the Fluffy show only because it was one of those deals where I wasn't going to be here anyway. So I kind of just, you know, if you're not going to be in town, you just cross it off the list. But I saw some posts over the weekend of people who had gone and said, just 2 words, Fluffy funny.
Oh.
Yeah, so apparently Fluffy was funny. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I remember him. He was on that show. I think this is how he kind of really got noticed. Last Comic Standing, do you remember that
show? Oh, yeah.
Show?
Mm-hmm, I do, yeah.
I believe he was on that, is how I was first introduced to him.
And how did he say, hello, Steve, my name is Fluffy, and you said, good to see you, Ryan.
That's exactly how our conversation went, yeah.
Yeah, if you meet Steve anytime, you know, in the next week or so, please tell him your name is Ryan, no matter what your name is, because he apparently likes to assign that name to people he meets.
I, It was an accident. That definitely wasn't the best part of my weekend.
calling someone you just met who's a listener of the show the wrong first name.
Yeah, that was
moments after meeting him.
I don't know. I don't know what was in my mind, what was on my brain.
That's fine.
Kind of looked like Orion.
Garen went to Fluffy. Mindy went to Fluffy. Penny went to Cody. They should do a show together. They're probably a lot opposite, I would imagine. Fluffy, just kind of fun, having fun, being funny. Cody Johnson, extremely intense. Did you find Cody Johnson to be an intense individual when you met him?
Intense? Maybe. I don't know if I would say intense.
How would you describe your moments with Cody Johnson?
Intentional?
Yep. Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably say
not
that.
Intense in like as in a mad, mean
way.
Yeah. No, just he's focused, very
focused.
Driven person.
Driven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, driven is a good word.
Yeah, and he was he kind of holds court when he talks to you. You know, it's like he just is there to just kind of get it across to you how he feels, and it was great. I mean, did you find it preacher-like? Not in a bad way, but just in a... He kind of preaches a little bit.
Yeah, and he even said that during the concert. He was like, I'm not going to preach. And then he was like, but I'm going to preach.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fun show, though. Cody was great.
And yeah.
What was the best thing from your
And so was
weekend.
Justin Moore.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I was really impressed by Drake Milligan,
Drake
too.
Was great, yeah. He's
full of energy.
He is polished. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
What was the best part of your weekend, Steve?
I mean, that was great, that whole experience.
It was.
Cody Johnson, all that. But since everybody else is saying it, I can't, you know, say that. So I'll say my little adventure over to Riverfront Park.
Yeah, I'm glad that you finally experienced it. Well done. How much time did you spend at the park?
I was maybe there for... half hour?
Okay. That seems like a very long time.
I don't know. Maybe not that long. I don't know.
Sarcasm.
Time is hard. Well, sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just kidding.
Well, I mean, it was early in the morning. There really
wasn't. So there was hardly anybody around. And I imagine the carousel probably not open.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
I took a photo of that.
Yeah. Hey, I would love to go in there someday, but it's closed. So it's not today.
Well, another time, another
signed
adventure.
Steve.
That's right. But no, I did have a little trouble finding the goat.
That's fair.
I was walking around a little bit. I was like, it's got to be right here.
Did you ask someone?
Well, there was no one really to ask.
Okay, yeah.
I was thinking, well, I don't know. I eventually found it. I was like, I'm going to just keep walking and I'll eventually run into it. And I did.
Nice. Okay, very good.
Yeah, it was, well, because I thought it was right by, and it is, the red wagon, but I was thinking it was like right next to it. And you have to like cross the street.
I mean, it's
a little
not. No, it's and it's kind of tucked away there in the corner. So yeah, I could get how you could go past it for sure.
So
and
I
did
found
you
it.
Feed it?
No,
you couldn't find any trash on the ground to pick up and just stuff it in his mouth.
Again, next time, Jay.
And so we got to go back because you haven't done the gondola, you haven't done the carousel, and you haven't actually fed the goat. You got stuff to do yet.
Yeah, no.
Fountain on? The main fountain.
Where?
So apparently not, because you would have noticed.
Yeah, I guess I would have. Where? Why?
Yeah, it's right. I mean, it's right there. It's right there, right in the very main entrance, basically, to the park. And you didn't notice a fountain. It's huge. I mean, it's not. I mean, you. Because look, here's the thing. All people who are new to town, this is what you have to do at Riverfront Park. And the text line can back me up on this.
Okay.
You got to do the gondola ride at some point. If you're going to do Riverfront Park, you do a little bit of the trail, Centennial Trail. You feed the goat. You ride the carousel.
Yeah.
You bathe in the fountain.
Yeah. What? Huh?
See you there.